You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, two thieves stole a 40-ton excavator from a construction site, but made it only a few blocks away before abandoning it.
Tony Kornheiser, I thought you said it was going to be an Escalade, not an excavator, an Escalade.
Oh. Yeah, you can get an Escalade anywhere. Come on, an excavator.
An Don't excavator you want to drive that goes down the 5 miles an hour. See you?
Yeah, damn, Max.
It goes 5 miles an hour. You'll be driving down the street for 5 years. The same
man.
Street.
Construction.
What are you doing? Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Doc Rivers is pleased, Dan Campbell is cautious, and Ben Simmons is back. But we begin today with the pesty Dylan Brooks, once again antagonizing LeBron James and the Lakers. Brooks started by pushing Jared Vanderbilt on Vanderbilt's way to a dunk. Vanderbilt remembered and later flicked Brooks in the head, drawing a technical and an ejection. Even later, Brooks swatted LeBron in the face and knocked him down, drawing a flagrant one, but not an ejection, and LeBron wanted him ejected. Wilbon, was Brooks properly officiated last night?
No, he should have been thrown out. He should have been thrown out. These are the days, Tony, these episodes, when you have things like this, are when I long for Charles Oakley. 34 in the Knicks uniform or 34 in the Bulls uniform, and Charles Oakley. I wish Charles Oakley could just come out of the stands and say, okay, I'm with the offended party now. Let's go back on the court. Because I think that's the only real way to settle these things, that guys, from the time they grow up, if you want to bully somebody and you want to be an antagonist, you need to get knocked out. And I know nobody wants me to suggest that. And the league ought to step in. The league ought to say to him, we're not having this, Dylan. We're not. We're not having you push somebody in the air, which is dangerous,
yeah.
And enough of you know, flailing. I mean, we did Draymond Green. We just went through this. And so I think that people like Dylan Brooks see themselves as able to do this, or this is their calling. And I wish that you could go to Charles Oakley or Ed Neely, or in your day, Maurice Lucas, right? Maurice Lucas a few years earlier.
Yeah.
And just
yeah.
say, really? Yeah. Let's go again. Let's run it back and see how you like this here.
Fabulous that you said in my day, like it was the day of the Model T before the NBA was even invented. So Dylan Brooks and Patrick Beverley are the two most annoying people in the NBA. They're like ants at a picnic. They're all over you. And even if technically Dylan Brooks was properly officiated last night, much like you, I believe, and I use the case of Draymond Green, that there's a different standard for different people. What he does is very, very deliberate out there. You can't push a guy in the back when he's by you.
In the air.
This is dangerous. You could hurt somebody. And
yes.
when he plays the Lakers, he seems to have devilish intent. Now, the other side to this, Mike, is that we get a little bit of fatigue of the Lakers' entitlement. And they come across as whiners to some degree. Do you know what the Lakers are now? And I understand they're the best draw on TV in the league. But they're a mediocre team on the cusp of being irrelevant.
At best.
They're 24 and 24. They're 5-5 in their last 10. They lost last night to a bad team by 16 points. And Dylan Brooks did not do that. Dylan Brooks did not do that. So I am of two minds in this. But I will say, as great as LeBron and Steph Curry still are when they play each other, when they play somebody else, their teams are exposed.
It's not quite the same. Tony, that's... 100% true. I'm with you. Like everybody else, I fell in love with that game a few nights ago when they played each other. But Tony, you can't have Dylan Brooks doing this. If you're going to talk about looking at skill level and spreading the court and appreciating all the vast and varied skills of players, you can't have Dylan Brooks. And Dylan Brooks used to be a guy who could play, and now he's decided to adopt this role. Again, paging Charles Oakley, will you please answer the courtesy phone? Let's move to the Bucks. Falling to the Nuggets in Doc Rivers' debut as Milwaukee's head coach. Nikola Jokic had a triple-double in the Nuggets' 113-107 home win, but he was 10 for 25, needed 25 shots from the floor. Rivers praised his team's defensive effort, saying, quote, our half-court defense was excellent. I thought tonight was an offensive loss. Overall, I was happy, close quote. Tone, do you see last night's loss as a step forward for the Milwaukee Bucks?
I don't, because they lost the game. Look, it's a hard first game for a new coach. You're playing the defending NBA champions, and you're playing them in Denver. And there's nobody on the Bucks who's even heard 5 seconds of Doc Rivers' coaching before this. So it's a very big ask to get them to win. You know Doc since he's a kid. I assume he was a psychology major at Marquette, because this is exactly what he should do. He should build up his team right away. He should say, get comfortable with me and I am comfortable with you. That's exactly what Doc Rivers ought to be doing. And he knows how to do it because he's coached a million games at this point. I am reminded, Mike, of earlier in the year when James Harden went to the Clippers. And I think they lost their first 6 or 7 when he was there. Because it takes time to adjust to a new player. It takes time to adjust to a new coach. I mean, that's, you know, after a while, Harden and the rest of them were so good. I think they went 28-7 at one point. And Mike, this is what Doc is hoping for. Doc wants them to get used to his voice. He wants to be able to evaluate their talent. And they want to start the car one day and go. Right? Go.
Tony, yeah. I mean, look, they have to play defense. I know they got Giannis and Dame, but the identity of that team, and it comes before Dame obviously got there and it goes back to Coach Bud, is defense. You know, and that's why they re-signed the players that they did. And so the reason that Doc Rivers has been brought in is because they didn't think they were going to get good enough defensively to even think about challenging Boston, maybe not even be able to hold off Philadelphia or the Knicks or Indiana. So this is the mission. Defensively, what can we do between now and mid-April when the playoffs start? So in that small context, I think I understand exactly what Doc was doing.
He's got a great chance. This team won a championship 3 years ago. He's just got to be encouraging and not sound like Adrian Griffin. That's what he's got to do. We move now to comments Dan Campbell made immediately after his Lions lost to the 49ers on Sunday. Campbell said, this is a direct quote, I told the guys this may have been our only shot. Do I think that? No. Do I believe that? No. However, I know how hard it is to get here, and it's going to be twice as hard to get back next year, unquote. Wilbon, do you agree with Campbell?
Everything he said, that and more stuff, and he went on, all of it, every word of it. Yes, we see this. We see teams. Look at the Atlanta Falcons. All right, now they got a step further. They got to the Super Bowl, and then they went away. I mean, you don't know. You have injuries. You have people performing not to the level that they did. You have people overperforming, outperforming, you know, their sort of career resumes for this particular year, and they fall back into something that's more comfortable and familiar, and that's not good enough. Yeah. Yes, I mean, not everybody is Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. As a matter of fact, there are a few people like that. You go back over years and years and years. And, Tony, I think Campbell understands what this team, how they connect with him. And he knows that that plain talk appeals to their sense of whatever, pride, fair play, professionalism, and good for him for continuing along that path.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with almost everything you have said there. Dan Campbell was talking to his team last night or the other day through the media, just like Doc Rivers did yesterday. This is psychology. This is how it works. He knows what pushes their buttons, and they fall in line, and they really like him. Look, it's hard. There's 16 teams in a conference, and only one gets to the Super Bowl. Right? And he's got to get past San Francisco, which isn't going anywhere. And it's possible Dallas and Philadelphia will be a lot better next year like they were in the middle of this past season. He's got to worry about the Packers. Probably has to worry about the Rams. It's a hard thing to do. But he's got a good quarterback. And he's got good running backs. And he's got good wide receivers. The defense has to get a little bit better. Mike, I think what he's saying is rhetoric. I think he's appealing to the pride of his players. He likes them a lot. And they like him a lot. And he says, do I believe this? No. You know, because they're not a one-trick pony, Mike. They built something there over 3 years now. That's a pretty good team.
But, Tony, yes. But you don't know what's coming. You don't. I mean, you know, you're the other team is one draft pick away from some great, great player who can then stifle you, and you've got injuries. In football, you got some uncontrollable elements that don't even exist to the same degree in basketball, baseball, and the NHL. So, I believe that Detroit has built something that looks like it can be sustained. But you know what else? They had something that looked like it was sustainable when they had Barry Sanders. And it's still cracking through that. You know, it was a weak division a year ago, Tony. Do I think it's going to be a weak division with the Bears with these picks and with the players available to them and the Packers already a step, if not two, ahead of the Bears and the Vikings not far off the pace? No, they're going to be, and they're going to get a first-place schedule.
Here's what they got, Mike.
They got a hard road.
I understand all that. They just got something today that they needed. They have an offensive coordinator coming back, not becoming a head coach. Ben Johnson,
a good thing.
They like a lot.
Very good thing.
Although he should have run the ball more in the second half
against
the 49ers, and they need a kicker so they don't have to go on fourth all the time. Let's take a break. Coming up, Ben Simmons puts up impressive numbers in limited minutes in his return. What's the word for that?
What's the planet for that? Could Auston Matthews really become the NHL's first 70-goal scorer in more than 30 years? It's been that long. Wow.
Dan Campbell understands that team. He does. He speaks directly to them.
And vice versa. You know? They seem to understand each other. And
Pardon the interruption is presented by Grey Goose. Vive Vodka. Please sip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Grey Goose, part of Happy Hour.
It's time for the doctor to put on a clinic in What's the Word? What's first?
Ben Simmons' return performance was blank.
My word is tantalizing, and that's why a person is the overall number one pick. Because of all the auxiliary skills that Ben Simmons has. He had 10 points, 8 rebounds, and 11 assists in 18 minutes. In 18 minutes. And when he went in there, he said, and I want to get this quote right, they know what time it is. Can you imagine the brass of that?
What time is it?
He hasn't played since November 6th. He missed 38 games, and he's saying, what time is it? It's time for Ben Simmons. But meanwhile, Mike, he's plus 27 when he's out there. They win by 33 points, and that's why he's tantalizing. One small thing I want to add. I'd never seen those Nets uniforms before. I really liked them. They were very colorful.
Yeah, I like those.
Sort of beachy, sort of skater boy. I liked them. I did.
They got like 9 different uniforms the Nets do. Most NBA teams do. Tony, the word is stunning. And I was going to change it after you said tantalizing. I was just going to say a tease. And I'll stay with stunning because the numbers are stunning. Because Ben Simmons, Tony, Ben Simmons may as well have not played in the last 4 years. It hasn't mattered. The last time we saw Ben Simmons in a meaningful moment, he was afraid to take a layup over Trae Young. So, I mean, Ben Simmons, you're a whisper. What are you talking about time? It's time to go, what happened to Ben Simmons? Now, the talent has been there. That's why he's the number one overall, which you said. Yeah. But, Tony, the new word, my second word, would be tease. Because you know something's going to come up. and he's not going to be out there. He's going to do this for 3 out of 5 games, and then be gone until next December. I mean, there's no point in counting on Ben Simmons. Why? What have we seen? It's a large enough sample size to know you can't count on him.
No, you're right.
The
well, you're right.
Stunning,
that's why I
though.
Think tantalizing
he can
is
play
a good
when
word,
he plays.
It is
he can play.
What's next?
Auston Matthews has a blank shot at scoring 70 goals this season.
My word is even money. I want to get the numbers right here. So far, he's got 40 goals in 47 games. So he needs 30 goals in 35 games. And that is essentially the pace that he's on, to hit 70 right on the number. And why is that important? Because nobody has gotten 70, hello, since 1993, when Alexander Mogilny and Timo Solani each had 76 goals. But nobody since Mike Ovechkin, who may pass Gretzky, he's never had 70. Crosby's never had 70. McDavid has never had 70. There's only, is it 8 guys? There's only 8 players ever who have had 70 or more. And, of course, Gretzky had it
of course,
four
Gretzky's
different
wilt.
Times. Yeah. Matthews has had 60, but not 70. And Mike, this is harder than Embiid and Luka in one game. It's harder. This is over a whole season. This is a big deal if he gets it. Big deal.
Tony, it is. It's a flashback is my word. Because you're going back to a time, this started with Phil Esposito, I think in 1971, when he had more than 70. I was like 12 years old. And so I grew up a young hockey fanatic following big goal scorers, and more of them came later. Obviously, Gretzky came later. You talked about Mogilny. Jari Kurri, who people don't even remember his name, who played on that same Edmonton, that great Edmonton team.
Edmonton
team. It's interesting
team.
That sure. Messier wasn't one of them, but Jari Kurri was. I mean, just, Gretzky alone, seriously, people have no idea. It's like looking up Wilt, NBA records, and you just go Wilt, you know, Jordan, Kobe, Wilt. You do that with Gretzky.
That's right.
Gretzky. And if Auston Matthews wants to join that,
Lemieux.
It's a great flashback.
Lemieux's
in there a few times. He is. But Gretzky, Wilt, close it down.
Brett Hull, by the way, had over 70.
Brett Hull had at least 2.
That's final word.
At least 2.
Let's take one last break. But still to come, Anthony Edwards has some strong words for the officials after a win.
By the way, Bernie Nichols, who you and I completely forgot I did. And is Jason Kidd right that Luka is up there with Michael, LeBron, and Kobe? No. Is that a spoiler alert? Did I kill the segment? No.
I was going to say yes.
When he plays his first lick of defense.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Grey Goose. Feed La Vodka. Please sip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 81st birthday, Davey Johnson.
Wow.
Most people are familiar with Davey Johnson as a manager. He won a famous World Series managing the Mets in 1986. He also managed the Reds, the Orioles, the Dodgers, and the Washington Nationals. His career record was 1,372 and 1,071, and twice he was manager of the year. What people forget is that Johnson was a very good second baseman over 13 seasons, mostly with the Orioles and also the Braves, the Phillies, and the Cubs. Johnson was a 4-time All-Star, 3-time Gold Glove, and he won 2 World Series with the Orioles as a player in 1966 and 1970.
He was a great second baseman. He had like 40 home runs 1 year. Tony, wasn't that 66 Orioles team, I was a little kid, like one of the great teams ever with Frank and Brooks Robinson and Boog Powell
and
Paul
Brooks.
Blair and Belanger and Johnson. Weren't they great in those pitchers? Huh?
Yeah.
All right, just check.
Frank and Brooks. That's all you need to say.
Yes, Frank and Brooks.
Happy anniversary, St. Louis Rams. On this day 24 years ago, the Tennessee Titans' attempt to tie the Super Bowl fell just short as Steve McNair completed a pass to Kevin Dyson, who was tackled at the one-yard line as time expired. That's one of the most dramatic endings ever to a Super Bowl, though probably not quite as dramatic as Malcolm Butler's interception of a Seattle pass that gave the Patriots a stunning victory, a pass that should never have been thrown. The St. Louis Rams were led by Kurt Warner and called the greatest show on turf. Meanwhile, the Titans' road to this Super Bowl started by beating Buffalo in the wild card game, courtesy of the Music City Miracle.
Tony, how about some love for the guy who made the tackle at the one? And nobody seems to remember this guy. Historically, somebody ought to remember him. His name is Mike Jones, and he had a little bit of a resume. He was a starter for like 6 years in the league every game. Come on now, Mike Jones, cheers.
Happy trails to a bunch of Anthony Edwards' money. The Timberwolves star hammered the officiating last night after Minnesota beat Oklahoma City with first place in the Western Conference at stake. Edwards, who scored 27 points, said, quote, "I'm going to take the fine because the refs didn't give us any calls. The refs were terrible. We were playing 8-on-5, unquote. Edwards was particularly miffed by no calls on his drives, and he said in another quote, "I got fouled multiple times, and I'm walking up to the ref saying, hey, can you watch this, unquote." Edwards can tell all of this to Adam Silver when Silver calls and says, this will cost you 50 grand.
Tony, maybe so. I love this kid. He brings the intensity and the toughness and the talent that Minnesota needs. The second best player in the history of that franchise after Kevin Garnett, as far as I'm concerned. So good for him. And he should be getting more MVP talk than he gets. It's going to cost him, but good for him.
All right, you're going to love this update. We have an update here once I see it in the prompter. And it's about your boy Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is being listed as probable for tomorrow's game against the Suns due to a knee contusion.
Yeah. I want him to be healthy, but you know, what can you say?
He's a great talent, Mike. He can't get on floor enough. There's a lot of people. Williamson. Mike Trout now.
I know.
Can't get on the floor enough. It just, it happens. Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do
it. Jason Kidd told 97.1 The Freak, I'm sure you're all familiar with that, that Luka is better than Dirk was. And it's in the atmosphere of Michael Jordan, LeBron, and Kobe. I'll bet you agree with that.
I love Jason Kidd. He knows what he's saying. He's a brilliant basketball mind over decades. But he hadn't played his first lick of defense, Luka, and Jason Kidd, who's a great defender, knows that. No. Joe Ortiz is leaving the Ravens front office to become GM of the Chargers. Makes sense?
Well, he's going from John Harbaugh to Jim Harbaugh. Who's got it better than him?
Nobody.
The NBA announced that Steph Curry and Sabrina Ionescu will face off in a three-point contest during All-Star Weekend. I know you're excited about that.
Yes, Steph made this happen. This is not like Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King, which is antagonistic. He and Sabrina Ionescu seem to be friends. This will be great. I love it. LSU lost last night to unranked Mississippi State. Cause for concern, another LSU loss.
Yes, it's two in a row, and they're both in conference. Yes, last one, Pacers and Celtics tonight. You intrigued by that?
Not really. The Celtics have lost two straight at home. They're going to win that game by 20. Let me go back to Luka. Luka's a great, 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 great offensive player and all-timer already. Nobody has to tell LeBron, Kobe, or Michael Jordan to get on a treadmill. Nobody. Ever.
I get on a treadmill every day. I do it. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
Oh, yeah. Celtics won at home last night. I forgot. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.